Throughout this afternoon, we've been updating you on the returns from last night's primary election in Washington State. Reporter Will James is watching results in the South Sound. He's here live in the studio to talk about how those races are shaping up and what's at stake. Good afternoon, Will.
Hey, Ed.
What are some of the themes that are playing out in South Sound politics in this primary?
Well, the past couple of years, we've done a lot of reporting on how the rising population in Seattle and the rising rents and housing costs in Seattle have been a huge political issue. And the theme of the past couple of years has been, you know, how those issues have spilled into the small and mid-sized cities of the South Sound. What's interesting about this election in particular is how the issue of homelessness specifically is dominating some of those local races in the South Sound. Mm. And when we think of homelessness and the politics of homelessness, we tend to think of Seattle. But this is now a marquee political issue in those small and mid-sized cities.
And so where exactly is that happening?
The best example is Puyallup in Pierce County. Homelessness has been a huge source of conflict there for a couple of years. Some current city council members ran on platforms kind of pushing law and order solutions to homelessness and calling people who are homeless, you know, a nuisance or a danger. One candidate in this primary, Robin Farris, an incumbent, has pushed back against those sentiments. She's voted against and criticized those council members I was just talking about. And that's made her a target in this election. She is making it to the primary. She's leading in the results right now. But the question of who's going to challenge her is still very much up in the air. And both of those potential challengers have taken a much harder line on homelessness. Mm. Matthew Kyle helped start a Facebook page called Clean Up Puyallup, where people sort of rail against homelessness and drug use and express frustration. He's actually been barred from Puyallup's only service center for people who are homeless for getting into conflicts there. Mm. And another challenger, Curtis Thiel, says that when homeless people aren't willing to help themselves, as he put it, police should enforce the laws and jail them if necessary. So we're still waiting to see which of those goes on to the November election.
Indeed. I mean, a primary here, so we're winnowing down the field to see who will face each other in the general. But let's move to Olympia, because I know you've been following debates around homelessness there. What's going on?
Yeah, Olympia actually has a four-way primary for mayor going on. And as we've reported, late last year, there was a sharp rise in homelessness in downtown Olympia. So it's no surprise that that is the dominant political issue in that city this year. When the Olympian newspaper asked all four mayoral candidates about the biggest issues facing the city, all four put homelessness at the top of the list. And the race could be seen as a referendum on the incumbent mayor, Cheryl Selby, how she's handled all of that. She's leading in the primary right now, and her challenger is a little bit up in the air as well. One possibility is David Ross, a local health club owner. He's running sort of what you might call the law and order side mm-hmm. of the race. He told the Olympian that it's time to stop abandoning Olympia's downtown to lawlessness, chaos, and addiction, is what he said. And another possibility is a current council member, Nathaniel Jones, who's challenging Selby. He says Olympia needs a coherent response to homelessness.
All right. I want to wrap up with Tacoma. There has been a lot going on at the port in Tacoma. This is an interesting race.
Yeah, that's a bit of an unusual case, right? The port's usually kind of the forgotten race.
Right.
But this race actually drew six candidates for two open seats on the port. And I think the reason for that is that the port of Tacoma has been the epicenter of really the big political issues in Tacoma recently. The Northwest Detention Center is on Tacoma's tide flats by the port. And also a big controversial LNG project is going up there right now as well.
All right. KNKX's Will James reporting live with a look at some of the races in the South Sound. Will, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ed.